Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for our Insights into Insurance here on 1450 KATV. The weekend after Thanksgiving, and we were able to wake up Tom the Turkey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Gobble, 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 Mike. Yeah, good morning, and I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And didn't look like Zeke must have found you, you turkey, Mike.
No, I skipped turkey this year, so I had ham instead.
Oh,
Porky the Pig is proud of me.
Okay, all right, sounds good. So we better get on with our show here. We got a lot to go over.
We sure do. In fact, we got a listener email. It says, hello, yep. Insights into Insurance. I have a Colonial Life accident policy through my employment, and I've had a physical done, and I'm wondering how I submit a reimbursement claim for this. And this came in from Carl.
Yeah, Carl is actually a client of ours, in which, yes, they have it through their employment, but we are the agency for them. So we will, as like always, get through the to get to the question. We got to just go through some things before we give out all this fantastic information, Mike. So, but it is a great question and a very timely question, and probably wonder, well, why is that? Well, for one thing, it's coming to a year end, so that's when everybody starts looking at their, you know, financial situation, and also too, employers and employees are possibly looking at, well, what is my benefits going to be for this next year? Okay, so. That's another thing that we can look at. But the other thing is, with COVID-19 causing many people financial difficulties, this is a reminder. This is a reminder of making sure you have submitted your claims, because there could be some unclaimed money you have coming that you might have forgotten about it. And I got, actually, we got a great guest. Well, not really a guest because she works at Americana, but she's going to be a great person to talk about these, and she's got some really neat stories about her own story, and then a story of a local business here in town that might give some people some ideas on how Colonial Life benefits group, voluntary group benefits work, and why people need to make sure they check up on it. So without further ado, Jenny is back. Jenny Makowski with Americana Insurance Group. She was with us for 5 years previous. She took a hiatus off from our agency for a while, and now she's back since October, is it, Jenny?
September.
Or September. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so since September. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Jenny Makowski. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Even though it looked a little bit different, we all have lots of things to be thankful for.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
Yes. So I service as an insurance producer and customer service here, and one of the things that I look at is our Colonial Life benefits. So I go in and with local businesses and work with the employers and employees trying to set up these ancillary benefits. I can kind of go through some of the plans that you would have, but what we do is we meet with everybody ideally once a year, go through these benefits that can be very beneficial both for the employers and the employees.
And with that said, we did one of these review meetings, which I believe is it, am I correct in saying that that's a law that you got to do that with these policies?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had this review meeting with one of our local employers, and what happened there? There's a neat story.
Yeah, so just like you go in yearly for your dental checkups, your physical checkups with your doctor, it's always good to meet every year. It is the state law that we meet with you, because a lot can change in a year, a lot can happen, and it's also a good time to review these benefits. So we went in this year with a local business here and met with every single employee. as I met with one of the employees, it is my common question, have you filed for your wellness benefits? Do you have any claims? Do we need to look at anything? And he kind of went into some personal stories, health mountains that he has had to climb. And in finding out, as I was taking notes, he had over, not including the wellness claims, which can be claimed every year, in addition, claims of stuff that has happened, we have over 7 claims for him to hand in.
And that can be quite a significant amount of money, right, Jenny?
It can be, yes.
And can you kind of give an idea where you think all, I mean, I know that this is still being processed, but kind of give an idea just so it might be an eye-opener for some people?
Right. So in every procedure that he had done is going to be based off what exactly happened. If he went into the emergency room, if he went by ambulance or helicopter, if he's had x-rays, if you have surgery to correct said broken, there's also some benefits where if he was hospitalized. So in looking at these 7 policies and trying to figure out what exactly would be payable, I do expect him to be getting upwards of $15,000 to $20,000 in claims.
And that is probably money that he's already taken out of his own pocket, right, Jenny?
Oh, for sure, yeah. And I'm sure at, you know, one of them he met his deductible. But these claims that he gets, they are not payable to your health insurance company. They're payable directly to you, because we all know deductible comes out of your pocket, plus we're paying a monthly premium to our insurance. So what this does is it pays you so you can continue to pay your bills or help pay that deductible that's put you in some sort of financial strain. So it is a really great way to kind of ensure yourself that, you know, some people have, after the max out-of-pocket has been met, over $9,000, $10,000, and that gets hard, especially in the year that we have had, to come up with that kind of money.
And, Jenny, kind of the moral of the story with this, especially with Carl's question, is this gentleman didn't even know he had this coming, did he?
He did not. Nope. He said, well, I had this. And I said, well, what do you mean? And one of them was, just a diagnostic procedure that he went in just thinking he was doing what his doctors had told him to do. This diagnostic procedure can be payable up to $750 just for having that.
And just in my own little story, I have accident coverage through Colonial Life. And each year they give you $100 per person whoever's on the plan for a wellness check. Okay, that could be many different things. There's a definition of what is covered under that. We aren't going to get into that today, but all of a sudden, I got 3 of us on this plan. That is $300 per year. So, again, we have a lot of these clients, people that are living in Albert Lea that are covered under these plans. We want them to make sure they're getting the money that they have coming. Okay,
absolutely.
So this is a reminder. Please, folks, check with us, and Jenny will get into how you do that. So.
And the listener email, we can kind of jump to that as far as Carl's question. Again, his question was, he has a Colonial Life accident policy through his employment. He's had a physical done. He's wondering how he can submit a reimbursement claim for this. So how would Carl actually go to file a claim?
So there's 3 ways you can do this. And you can, first of all, you can utilize me here at the office. We can kind of go through it together, or I can instruct you the 2 ways that you would do it on your own. So, and this would go if Carl has a spouse that's covered, any children that are covered on that, it would be handled the same way. You can call a phone number. It's 1-800-325-4368. It's an automated system where you put in your Social Security number. They come on. They're going to ask you what date you went in for that checkup that would be covered, the phone number of where you went to have that checkup done, and what test you had done. Now, of course, it has to be one of the covered wellness exams, but there's a wide variety of things that you can be done. Once you get that, they're going to apply it to whatever policy that you have. Some people have more than one. And they're going to give you the wellness benefit for that claim, and you get that check within 5 business days.
And Mike also, too, Jenny has her own little story, too. So that's a great story, too, of her having this coverage with her situation that she has gone through, too.
I do. So I went in for my regular annual checkup. I had turned 41 in December. My doctor had recommended that I go in and get my mammogram because I was at that age. So I went in to do that. First one I had ever had done, and they actually found that I had breast cancer. Hmm. So I have a cancer plan. I've had it probably for 5 or 6 years now. You know, you plan for the worst and hope for the best. And so I got that plan, you know, just thinking, one in four women can get breast cancer, and, you know, I was the one of the one in four. And so my cancer plan, as I stated before, my deductible max out of pocket is close to $10,000. My cancer plan made it very helpful to my family when I was off of work, and to cover over 60% of coverages, or 60% of things that you do when you're going through cancer are not going to be covered by your regular medical insurance. And this gave me some additional money that I was able to help cover my deductible, help cover some of those costs because I wasn't working for some time. And I cannot speak enough highly things about these products. It has helped my family in more ways than one.
And Mike, that's what's great about Jenny is not only is she offer this product, but she's lived it. Not that's a good thing, but she's lived it, and so she's very passionate about this coverage, and because she has seen what it's done for her personally.
Absolutely.
Let's take our first break here, and we'll come back and talk more with Jenny and the Colonial Insurance with Americana Insurance Group. We'll take our first break, and we'll be back more with Tom and Jenny coming up next.
Hi, this is Angela Collis wishing you and your family health and happiness this holiday season from Americana Insurance and Wells. For over a century, Americana Insurance has been providing quality protection for individuals, families, and businesses. Customer satisfaction drives the success of our agency, offering world-class protection for auto, home, health, business, farm, crop, and life insurance. Give me, Angela Collis, a call at Americana Insurance, 553-6001. We make sure you are covered today as well as in the future.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. Tom Sorensen along with Jenny. And Tom, how do someone get coverage with Colonial Life?
Well, yeah, and Mike, it's through your employment. If your company doesn't have a group voluntary coverage available, please talk to your employer to tell them that you're interested. One thing nice about as an employer, myself, and that, it doesn't have to cost the employer a dime out of his pocket to offer this coverage, okay? It's voluntary. Yes, you can put money towards the plan if you want as an employer, but you don't have to. It's just another thing that you can offer to your client or to your employees to make it as a benefit to working at your place of business. Once you have it in place, it is mobile. So let's just say you, for some reason you move jobs or lose a job, whatever reason, you can still keep the coverage on your own, okay? You just have to do some little bit of paperwork, and we can help you through that process.
So how do we actually get started, Tom?
Yeah, if you are an employee, please give us a call. If you are an employer or an employee, please give us a call. If you don't feel comfortable about going to your employer, talking to them about saying, hey, I heard this radio show on Kate Radio, I'd like to get this coverage or look into getting this coverage. But if you don't feel comfortable, we'll call the employer and just say, hey, one of your employees called us, or we've had employees interested in this coverage. Would you want to sit down with us? Okay. If your company already has coverage, we suggest us coming in and reviewing your coverages, premiums. We are pretty confident that our costs and coverages cannot be outmatched by another company. Okay?
And most important, Tom, with Jenny and yourself and Americana Insurance Group, very confidential information. You may contact the employer and say one of your employees, but they're not going to call you out on it to throw you under
the bus.
Not if they
don't want to. Yep, if they don't want to. Yep, exactly. So in closing, Jenny, how do they get a hold of you?
you can give me a call at the office. It's 507-377-2000. I'm option number 7. That rings directly to my desk. Or you can go on the website. My email is on there. And my cell phone is 507-383-4469.
You see how I get women's cell phone numbers there, Mike? Geez, I'm good at it, aren't I?
Yes, indeed. And, of course, hopefully that answered Carl, our email question of the day. And, Tom, if they do have an email to send you, they can do so.
Yep, insights@americainsurance.com.
Or they can contact you at 377-2000. Tom is extension 2, Jenny is extension 7, or you can go to their website as well.
Exactly. And we're actually setting up where people can make billing or claims right through our website here, too. I'm in the process of doing that as we speak.
Always available at Americana Insurance Group, 377-2000. That'll wrap up our Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.